Welcome to day two of our article, everyone. I'm Brian.
And I'm Laura.
In yesterday's lesson, we learned about beautiful banknotes from different countries in the world and what makes them special, right?
Right. Actually, we talked about that we liked some of the Egyptian banknotes and even this really special banknote that has a nude woman riding on a shark. From the Cook Islands. But actually, I also like the one that's got the crab on it.
Oh, okay. The Faroe Islands one as well, with the big crab.
Yeah, it makes me hungry. That's why.
Well, today we're going to be looking at some that are a little like that, but a little more modern, and these all come from Norway. So why don't we get into day two of our lesson, the world's most beautiful banknotes.
Reading.
The world's most beautiful banknotes. Banknotes tend to have traditional designs. Usually, they feature local animals, cultural symbols, or past leaders. Norway has recently decided to take a different approach for its 2017 bills. These banknotes will feature abstract, blurred out images on one side that are meant to represent the digital age we live in. Norway contacted 8 design studios in 2014 to design the nation's new banknotes. The theme given to designers for the bills was the sea. After receiving their submissions, the Norwegian government decided to use 2 studios' designs. The front of the new bills will showcase the traditional designs of the metric system studio, with images of Viking ships, fish, and waves. However, it's the reverse side of the bills that has made waves. It will display pixelated images of the Norwegian coast by architecture firm Snøhetta. This company has designed a number of well-known buildings, including the September 11 Memorial Museum Pavilion in New York City. While it remains to be seen if other countries will follow Norway's lead, its new bills are certainly works of art. Today's article begins with, banknotes tend to have traditional designs. Usually they feature local animals, cultural symbols, or past leaders. Okay, so we've talked about animals and past leaders such as pharaohs. What are cultural symbols, Laura?
OK, 所以没错啊，一般呢我们提到钞票都想说，它就是会有传统的设计啊，可能通常他们都会以当地的动物啦，或者是 cultural symbols， cultural 就是文化上的或是文化的这样子的意思哦，像是 cultural difference 就是文化差异这样子的意思，常常我们会提到就是说，可能在一个国家有不同种族的人，就可能会产生这个文化差异。另外呢，如果你要是提到像是去参加一些可能文化的活动啦，则是可以用 cultural events 或是 cultural activities 来表示。所以像文化中心，我们就可以用cultural center 来表示哦。所以刚刚又回到就是课文提到说，钞票一般可能都会有一些文化的一些象征啦，或者呢可能是以前过去的历史的一些 leaders， 就是领导人为特色哦。Now next we read, Norway has recently decided to take a different approach.For its 2017 bills. OK, Norway 是哪里呢？就是挪威。OK, 它最近呢，就是要采取一个比较不同的 approach。Approach 在这里跟 method or way 方法的意思是差不多，就是来设计他们2017年的钞票哦。
Now the article continues. These banknotes will feature abstract, blurred out images on one side.That are meant to represent the digital age we live in. Okay, so these bills are different because they have abstract artwork. Now, if artwork is abstract, it means that it is not realistic. It's not trying to look like the real thing. So, for example, Pablo Picasso made abstract paintings. His people, like, one eye would be up here, one would be down there, and their face would be like a box or something. So it's not, it didn't look like a real person.
Okay, abstract 呢，其实我们会想到那个毕卡索是没有错，就是它是抽象艺术，就是看不太懂。OK， 所以 abstract 就有抽象的意思。那除了艺术品，其实呢，像是想法上呢，有时候呢，我们也可以用 abstract thinking or abstract ideas 来表示哦。但是有时候呢，有些字，它感觉很抽象的、很广义的，我们也可以用 abstract word 来表示。For example, honesty is an abstract word. OK， 那刚刚的句子我们还看到 blurred out images。OK， 其实呢，它是用来形容OK， 在挪威的这些钞票呢，就是他们即将要为2017年来设计的一些钞票呢，他们会在一边呢，会以这个感觉就是比较抽象的、啊、或是模糊的一些图像或是影像用来表示呢，哎，我们现在是住在这个 digital age， 就是数位时代当中哦。
Right, so the article continues,Norway contacted 8 design studios in 2014 to design the nation's new banknotes. Okay, so they talked to 8 design studios. Now, a studio is a place where artists work. So, we could say, for example, the design studio created a new commercial for our company or something. So the artists there came up with something, and in this case, they came up with the Norway's new banknotes.
OK, 其实这个挪威很厉害哟、哦。他们呢联系了八间的design studios 就是这个设计工作室就是有里面有很多很棒的设计人才设计师等等在2014年来设计呢这个国家的新钞哦 OK 那 studio 这个字我们先来看一下哦其实这个字有很多的用法如果你是要指这个设计师的或是画家的工作室哦可以用这个字或是画室也可以用 studio 这个字但是呢诶其实电视台的摄影棚或者是录音室啊，哎，我们也可以用 a TV studio or a recording studio 来表示哦。那另外我刚刚提到就是说电影的就是制作公司啊，它其实呢也会用像是 for example big Hollywood studios， OK，、mm-hmm. 也可以 studio 可以用来这个 ，or you could also talk about a room where a painter or photographer regularly works， a photographer's studio，
right？
OK， 所以其实呢它有非常多的用法哦。OK， so let's continue reading.
The article says.The theme given to designers for the bills was the sea. Okay, so they had this theme to work with, and a theme is just a subject or topic, right?
OK, 没错 ,theme 呢就是有主题啦或是主轴这样的意思。所以刚刚有提到这个很聪明哦他们邀请各大的设计人才来发想一下哇这个纸钞的新样貌应该是什么哦。所以呢他们一定要给他一个主题啦要不然就是大家做出来的可能都不同了。OK, 他们给他的 theme 主题呢就是 the sea, 就是大海或是海。
The article goes on to say, after receiving their submissions,The Norwegian government decided to use 2 studios' designs. The front of the new bills will showcase the traditional designs of the Metric System Studio, with images of Viking ships, fish, and waves. Okay, so one side of the bill is not going to be abstract, right? It's going to be kind of a normal banknote from the Metric System Studio, and it will show Viking ships, which Vikings were the...medieval people of Norway, especially the warriors of, you know, Norway from several hundred years ago.
It always reminds me of pirates for some reason.
They were kind of like pirates.
Yeah, they would go to, big ships.
They would go to like England and France and then, you know, attack and steal things.
Cool. Okay. 好，我们回到上一句，他说 after receiving their submissions, OK, submit 就是提交的意思，所以其实在这里呢 submission 就是他们交出来的设计的作品哦。所以在收到设计师的作品后呢，这个 Norwegian 我们知道 Norway 是挪威，可是如果我们要说挪威这个国家的什么什么，这个形容词就是 Norwegian， 所以挪威的政府决定就要他们就是选了两间设计师的工作室的设计，由他们确评中选。OK， 我们先来看一下，它的正面的样子哦，是由这个 The Metric System 这个挪威的平面设计的团体他们确评中选哦。他们呢，当然就会 showcase， 就是展现一些比较传统的一些设计。什么设计呢？就是 Viking ships， 就是刚刚我跟这个 Brian 在说，我想到这个北欧的维京大船，就会想到 pirates， 就是海盗的那样子的一个故事会出现。那当然还有什么样？还有 fish， 就是鱼啦，还有 waves， 就是海浪。其实我看到这个网络上他们的这个设计图，其实是真的很漂亮。Actually saw this make note online. It's really pretty.
Now, the article goes on to say.However, it's the reverse side of the bills that has made waves.
Ooh.
Okay, so the reverse would be the backside, and the backside has made waves. Now, to make waves means to cause kind of like people to talk, but that happens to be our shortcut for you for today. So why don't we go to that clip, and we'll be back here in a minute.
Shortcut for you.
Let's sit with Stacy and her friends for lunch.
I don't know about that. We're not their friends.
So, maybe we can become their friends. Stacy is so cool.
I feel uncomfortable making waves.
What? You don't have to just wave at them. You can talk to them as well.
Make waves means to shock or upset people with something new or different.
Oh, I understand you now. To make waves is the same as saying 兴风作浪引起争端。
If you say so. But I really feel like we'll make waves if we don't sit in our normal seats.
Well, sometimes you have to make waves to make progress.Let's go.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. You just learned about making waves. And we heard in the article before the clip that this reverse side of the bills and their new design has made waves. The article goes on to say, it will display pixelated images of the Norwegian coast by architecture firm Snøhetta.
Wow, that's really hard to pronounce.
Yes, it's Norwegian, I think, is hard to pronounce if we don't learn it.
OK, 所以我们来看一下，就是刚刚提到正面，其实是比较以这个非常有名的维京船跟风景哦这样的一个传统纸钞的呈现方式。不过另外一面就是这个 reverse side 反面呢，哇，就引起很多人的讨论啦，因为它是以大胆的像素风格来呈现挪威的沿岸的景观。OK, 我们来看一下。Display 当作动词的时候就有这个展示哦或是展现这样的意思哦。For example, I can say toys were displayed in the store window. I love toys.
Especially before Christmas.
Yay! Pixelated 其实就是像素化的这个图形。It's kind of like 马赛克 it's like kind of blurry.
Yeah, and pixels are the individual squares that make up an image on a computer screen or a smartphone or a tablet.Lots, you know, millions of little blocks, and each one is a pixel. And if we look really closely, we can see that everything's made out of these little squares.
What's that name of the architecture firm? Can you pronounce it?
Snøhetta.
Snøhetta. 好，所以这间很厉害的这个是由这个 Snøhetta 建筑公司所设计的哦，他们真的是很厉害。接着我们就会看到他们有多厉害。不过其中的 firm， 我们来看一下这个字，它跟 company 的意思是差不多，就有的。公司的意思像是 a law firm okay, or a consulting firm or consulting company same thing
advertising usually those firms are usually one of those kinds of companies.
Right.
Okay. Now, the article goes on to say, this company has designed a number of well-known buildings, including the September 11th Memorial Museum Pavilion in New York City.
Mm.
Okay, so they mostly design buildings, but in this case, they decided to do banknotes, which is kind of a little different for them.
嗯，真的耶，其实我觉得他们好厉害哦，就是一般呢，他们其实是一个建筑师事务所哦，就是一个公司，结果呢，诶，他们在这里也用这个很厉害的这个设计风格哦，颠覆了之前我们对这个钞票的设计的感觉。那我们来看一下它本身很厉害的另外一方面，则是呢，他们设计了很多知名的大楼，包括呢，在纽约市的911纪念博物馆哦。
Now, the article concludes, while it remains to be seen if other countries will follow Norway's lead, its new bills are certainly works of art.
没错，虽然呢，其实也不知道其他国家会不会随着挪威的这个设计的概念，这个还有待观察啦，因为毕竟呢，哇，这个我觉得他们的设计呢，非常的前卫新颖，然后非常的耳目一新，可是也不知道说，其他的国家是不是以为比较这样子的风格来去设计他们的新钞。毋庸置疑的呢，就是这个新钞呢，这个挪威的设计新钞绝对是个艺术品 works of art. 最后我们将这样子来做结尾哦。Okay, I guess it's now time for our For You chat. For You chat.
Okay, Laura, today's For You chat question is, if you could design a banknote, what would it be like?
Just one. I have so many great ideas.
Oh, well, let's hear a
couple
of them.
Okay, I want to put like cartoon characters on it.
Okay.
Like Doraemon or Hello Kitty. I bet all the kids, not just kids, like, you know, some girls are really into Hello Kitty, right? And also, I want to put like yummy food, like gummy bears or snacks, you know, things like that. I think it's really cool, don't you think?
Yeah, so like Doraemon on one side and then like gummy bears on the back. That would be fun.
It's like really you're enjoying looking at those banknotes. Makes you happy. I mean, that's the whole purpose. Like when you use the money, you look at the pictures, it makes you feel happy.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be so serious, right?
Exactly. What about you? If you could design a banknote, what would it be like?
Something, we could have cute ones. I think something really cool, too. Like, like a knight riding on a dragon that's like shooting fire and he's like attacking a tiger or something. Or maybe.
Okay. So medieval.
Maybe, or like a wild man riding on a motorcycle and like shooting lasers and like.
That sounds like,
you know,
Terminator.
Yeah,
like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Like punching monsters or something.
That's
like,
cool. That is cool.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
That,
like you see it and you would just laugh when you see it because it'd be so fun and be like,
it'll be a good laugh for sure. Well, we're out of time today, but this lesson has been great, and thank you very much, Brian, for teaching with me. I had such a great time.
Likewise.
Yay. So until next time, this is Laura
and I'm Brian.
Bye.
See you later. The world's most beautiful banknotes. Banknotes tend to have traditional designs. Usually, they feature local animals, cultural symbols, or past leaders. Norway has recently decided to take a different approach for its 2017 bills. These banknotes will feature abstract, blurred-out images on one side that are meant to represent the digital age we live in. Norway contacted 8 design studios in 2014 to design the nation's new banknotes. The theme given to designers for the bills was the sea. After receiving their submissions, the Norwegian government decided to use 2 studios' designs. The front of the new bills will showcase the traditional designs of the Metric System Studio, with images of Viking ships, fish, and waves. However, it's the reverse side of the bills that has made waves. It will display pixelated images of the Norwegian coast by architecture firm Snøhetta. This company has designed a number of well-known buildings, including the September 11 Memorial Museum Pavilion in New York City. While it remains to be seen if other countries will follow Norway's lead, its new bills are certainly works of art.
Vocabulary Review.
Cultural. We visited many cultural sites on our vacation in Rome to learn about the local people. Abstract. Tom likes to make abstract paintings with interesting lines and colors. Studio. Our design studio creates websites, signs, and other materials for many companies. Theme. The theme of this year's company party is working for the future. Display. Right now, the museum is displaying statues from ancient Egypt. Firm. The advertising firm lost a lot of money and business when they spelled a company name wrong.